If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly. Hello, everyone, and welcome into another episode of Sports Betting by Dummies. I am your host, Patty Parlays, and joining me today, our horse racing guy, our golf guy, our everything guy, Dirty Mike. Dirty Mike, how's it going?
It's going great, Patty. How are you?
Doing well. Hoping for a profitable weekend.
Absolutely.
Okay, before we get started, I wanted to let everyone know that we are now on Instagram. Search for Sports Betting by Dummies on Instagram or our username, at SportsBetByDumb. And yes, that is the exact same as our Twitter. So make sure you're looking at our Instagram and Twitter for some additional content. And shout out to Disher for suggesting us to get an Instagram. So the topic of the day is the Olympics. I know, Mike, you were super excited to get into the Olympics here.
I am. It only comes around every, I guess summer's only every four, but every two, if you count the winter. And it's just exciting for me because you get to see stuff that you don't ever get to see. So I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. So this Olympics is the Summer Olympics. They are hosted in Tokyo this year. You will see this listed as the 2020 Olympics. But it is 2021, and that is because they were supposed to happen last year, but they were postponed due to COVID. So despite the fact that it's happening in 2021, these are still referred to as the 2020 Olympics. So the main market that I kind of looked at was the most gold medals. The USA are obviously huge favorites at minus 700. The next best odds are China at plus 600. And then the rest of the field is at plus 3,000 odds or worse. Now, Mike, do you have a favorite event in the Olympics?
I don't have a favorite per se, but I really enjoy those events that this is the biggest stage. So I know that kind of sounds weird to say because it's the Olympics, you think it's the biggest stage. But, you know, like basketball, golf, they have their own things. The events like track and field or swimming or, you know, some of those events that really are the basis of the Olympics is what I really get into.
That's a really good answer. I didn't even think of it like that, but that is a really good answer.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we just got done with like the NBA finals, and I know there's like a basketball thing, but it's like, it's cool and all, but our basketball players really chasing down an Olympic gold, but like swimmers and track athletes, like this is their everything. This is what they live and die for. So I like to focus on those true Olympic events as I kind of see them.
Yeah, no doubt. I think my favorites are handball and water polo, and I don't know much about either sport, but I think they might fall into your classification.
Right. Or at least we don't understand. Or at least it's not big enough here for us to understand, because I don't think the United States will place in either of those events.
Yeah, exactly. But do you have any bets you want to share? Do you have maybe you're putting it in a Celeb Bet Friday section or the Best Bets section or anything?
I can go ahead and run through. I got some Olympic bets for you. I did bet on golf. Most of the odds for the U.S. team were not great. So I only put one bet on Justin Thomas. I got him at plus 1,100. It's a little lower than I'd like to bet, but all of the Team USA's were high odds like that. And I feel like Justin Thomas, he has the game that he can win anywhere, so he's as good as bet as any. I also bet on some non-United States guys for golf, so don't hold that against me. I did pick Anirban Lahiri. He is Indian, but he's going off at plus 21,000 odds. So
jeez.
That seemed like some good value. I was looking through the list, and there's a lot of people that I've never heard of because they play for countries that where golf isn't prevalent, but they're still like the best golfer in that nation or whatever. So going through the list, I saw him. I mean, he's a known name. So at plus 21,000, I got some good value out of that. And likewise, I picked Rafa Cabrera Bello. He's Spanish, and he was at plus 15,000. So both of those are known names. Both of those are good golfers. The weekend goes well for them. Both of them could win. It's the only time I'll bet against the United States in the Olympics, but the value is just too great.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Those do sound like some high value picks. Did you happen to hear Diz's story about the South Korean team?
Uh-uh.
So I believe it is Sung Jae Im and Siwoo Kim.
Yeah.
So they both have like withdrawn from the past three tournaments, including the Open Championship, to kind of prepare for this. And the reason behind that is because in South Korea, you're required to serve in the military for 2 years before you are 30 years old. But if you get an Olympic medal, then you can, that kind of nullifies that. And so Diz was saying how he was going to bet on Siwoo and Sungjae, and they're both at like plus 4,000 odds.
That's awesome. I did not hear that, but I do know from other golfers in the past, they've had to take like sabbaticals from golf because they'd had to go serve in the military. So that is actually the coolest thing, that if they win an Olympic medal, they don't have to.
Yeah, so I think it's hard to not pull for those guys in golf, but I think your picks make sense as well.
Absolutely. It's kind of like the whole Forrest Gump thing. Like, they kind of thought that the best way for me to fight communism was to play ping pong. So, you know, that's what they're saying, is the best way for you to fight for our country is to win a gold medal. That's hilarious.
Yeah, so... But anyways, so is that all your bets? Did you just have bets in golf?
Nope. I got some other ones.
Okay.
So I did take a FanDuel boost as well. I got plus 260 odds for both the U.S. men's basketball team and U.S. women's soccer team to win. I think they're both favored. I think they both should win unless something happens. They are clearly both the best teams, and getting it at plus 260 with the boost just kind of seemed like good odds. So took that boost. And then I also placed a bet on fencing.
Wow.
So I don't even remember the guy's name. I'm going to have to look it up now. I took... U.S. guy Eli Dershowitz at plus 850 to win the men's individual saber in fencing. So I'm going to be keeping an eye on fencing, which is something I can honestly say that I've never said before.
Yeah, wow, incredible. The only thing that worries about me about your boost, Mike, is the women's national team's already lost once.
I agree with that. But, yeah, they lost their opener 3-0, and yeah. I agree with that, except I can kind of play devil's advocate here and flip that. I think it's almost beneficial for them that they lost their first game, give them a kick in the ass, and be like, hey, you can't walk through this tournament. Start playing like you mean it before something else happens. Losing the first game actually might be a blessing in disguise for them.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. That is possible, but... Anyways, so I don't have any bets yet for the Olympics. I will coming up. I think some of these events don't happen until next week. So you might see some best bets for me in the Olympic Games as we continue on. But it is Friday, so it is Celeb Bet Friday, and we have our first submission for the Celeb Bet Friday contest. We only have one today, which is unfortunate, but I decided that since we are starting the Celeb Bet Friday contest, I wasn't going to reach out to people for their celeb bets. They were going to have to actually send them to me. And our boy Disher did come through and send me a celeb bet. So he stuck with the Olympics, and he likes Gabby Thomas from the USA to win the women's 200-meter run at plus 160. So she won the three heats of the U.S. trials and has the second fastest time ever in the event. She ran all three times under 22 seconds. With each time, she was jogging the last 25 meters because she was ahead by so much and has good consistency. She's only 24 years old, and this is her first Olympics, and she is healthy and peaking at the right time. She is only running the 200, whereas a lot of other runners are doing both the 100 and 200, so she will have fresh legs coming into the event. So, Gabby Thomas from the USA to win the women's 200-meter run at plus 160 for Disher.
Nice. USA. USA. USA.
All right. Moving on, let's review the best bets from Wednesday. I went 1-2. So again, second day since the competition started that I went 1-2. But again, I had another plus value best bet come home for me. So I really wasn't down all that much. And then our boy Diz, who's not here, shout out Diz, we miss you, buddy. He went 2-1 on Wednesday. He actually hit on two of the three NRSIs that he bet on. They weren't great value, so I'm actually still leading in the overall competition. I am down 0.98 units in total, and Diz is down 1.59 units. So it's still anybody's race. All right, let's get into our best bets of the night, or mine. I guess, Mike, you don't really have best bets of the night because you already gave us your Olympics bids.
Yep.
Okay, cool. So let's get into mine then. The first one, I got Nationals Orioles first five over 5.5 runs. So a lefty named Corbin is pitching for the Nationals. He has a 6.55 ERA without spider tack. a righty named Lopez is pitching for the Orioles. He has a 6.29 ERA without spider tack. So both terrible pitchers. Of late, anyways. And the Nationals are fifth in the league in hitting righties, and Orioles are actually third in the league against hitting righties, or hitting lefties, sorry. So I like the Nationals Orioles first five over 5.5 runs. Now, this one, Mike, I know you're going to love this one, and you're going to be, I'm hoping, on board with me on this one. I'm going Cardinals first five plus a half run versus the Cincinnati Reds.
There it is.
I think this one's a slam dunk tonight. So we have the Cardinals have a lefty LeBlanc pitching. He has a 3.38 ERA since the removal of spider tack. He actually has a 3.52 ERA away from home, which is better than what he is at home. And then the Reds are pitching righty male. I don't know how to say it. I still don't know how to say it, but, he's pitching for the Reds. He has a 5.47 ERA without spider tack, and he has a 6.37 ERA at home this season. But he has like a 2-point-something away from home, so he's much worse at home. And the Cardinals' killer, Castellanos, is still out for the Reds. So the Cardinals are 24th in the league against right-handed pitching, and the Reds are 27th in the league against lefties. And the Reds are starting to be the Reds. They've lost five of their last six since the All-Star break. And the Cardinals are starting to be the Cardinals. They've won five of seven since the All-Star break.
Run it up.
And then to put the icing on the cake, I can get the Cardinals at plus half a run in the first five and at plus odds. Lock it up. Give me the Cardinals plus a half a run in the first five innings.
I like it.
I mean, being a Cardinals fan and somewhat a Reds fan, I mean, you have to agree with me in all of these, right?
I definitely agree with you on all of those. Everything you said makes complete sense to me. Yeah. I mean, the only thing I disagree with you is I wouldn't do first five. I'd do the whole game because for some reason the Reds were winning, their bullpen would blow it like they always do. But other than that, everything you said just is right on point.
Yeah, and you know me. It's hard for me to take a full game, especially when I look up just the stats on the starting pitchers, but we do know the Reds bullpen is trash. So even if I lose this best bet, we should still win the game. So,
yep, agreed.
All right, my final one, I'm going Astros -1.5, full game versus the Rangers. I hate doing full games, but the value was too ridiculous that I had to take a full game, -1.5. The Rangers have lost 9 straight games. I looked into the other stats as well, but I'm not going to waste anyone's time. Astros -1.5 versus the Rangers.
Nice.
All right, Mike, Hail Mary parlay of the daytime.
Sure.
You had to do that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to take a guess at what value I'm getting here?
Yeah, Pat, you send me the notes every time I'm on the episode, dude. I already know the odds.
I forget because I send the notes to Diz every episode, and he definitely doesn't look at them ahead of time. So I'm adjusting to a different co-host here. That's on me. But yep. $1 to win $720.22, and I'm really liking the board tonight. I did some extensive research. I'm feeling good about it. So I think this is the one, boys. I think this is the one.
Tell you what, Patty, if this hits, you can buy us all some beers. All of our listeners, beers on Patty if this hits.
All 20 of them, right?
That's right.
But anyways, these are all in the MLB. There's no MLS tonight. I did go 2-0 on MLS bets last night, but there's no MLS tonight, so I can't jump on that. But I might become a soccer handicapper. But anyways, back to this. MLB, 10 bets here. Phillies, first 5, -0.5 run versus the Braves. Nationals, Orioles, first 5, over 5.5. Cardinals, first 5, +0.5 run versus the Reds. Marlins, first 5, +0.5 run versus the Padres. Astros full game -1.5 versus the Rangers. Angels first 5 -0.5 run versus the Twins. Tigers first 5 +0.5 run versus the Royals. Pirates first 5 +0.5 run versus the Giants. Athletics first 5 money line versus the Mariners. And then finally Dodgers first 5 -1.5 runs versus the Rockies. This might be, Mike, this might be like the first Hail Mary parlay of the day in like months that I didn't take an under in an MLB game.
It's awesome. Life's too short to take the under. You know this.
I guess. Diz would be proud of me. He would.
Yeah, I know.
Speaking of Diz, he was supposed to send me his best bets, but didn't. So unless he sends them to me in like the next like 30 minutes, then one, I'm not reading them on here. If he does send them to me, I will tweet them out and put them on Instagram at sportsbetbydumb. But he may not have submission in for the best bets of the best bets competition, so that's on him, not on me.
But, he can use my boost, and it can be his best bet.
Don't give him an out, all right? And your boost, for the record, is like +260, so I'd rather him not.
Yeah, no, I'm going to win. That's what I'm saying.
Mike, do you have anything you want to get off your chest or anything you want to tell these wonderful people before we send them on to the weekend?
Let's just hope for a good Olympics. Hope everyone stays safe. Hopefully safety protocols go well, and let's cheer on USA, baby.
That's right. We are a very pro USA podcast. But thank you all for listening. Again, if you didn't get your celeb bets in for today, we still have like a whole nother month. We are going to the last Friday in August for Celeb Bet Friday contest, and the winner of that contest will get some free merch. So, definitely worth throwing a few picks in here or there to get it. But thank you all for listening. I hope you have a profitable, safe, enjoyable weekend, and we will see you all on Monday.
USA, USA, USA.